Some news from the world of sports and in the NFL. Ask any Philadelphia Eagles fan which scenario they'd rather be contemplating this Monday morning. Lose yesterday's game against the LA Rams and put off clinching a playoff spot for at least one more week, or beat the Rams, nail down that playoff berth, but lose your starting quarterback for the rest of the season to injury. Eagles fans know football, and I'm willing to bet every one of them would choose the former rather than the latter. The Eagles beat the Rams 43-35, and they did clinch that playoff appearance, but the win came with the cost of losing Carson Wentz, who was having an MVP year as the quarterback for Philly. Late in the fourth quarter, Wentz scrambled into the end zone on a play that was called back on a holding penalty. He was hit real hard in the end zone, but somehow stayed in the game for the next play, in which he tossed a 3-yard touchdown pass to Alshon Jeffrey, who made a beautiful catch with the ball tossed slightly behind him and so low to the ground that he had to secure it with his fingertips. It was one of four touchdowns Wentz threw on the day. Rams got the lead back, but then the Eagles went ahead for good when Chris Long stripped Rams quarterback Jared Goff of the ball, setting up a Jake Elliott field goal, and the Eagles got the win. It gives them their first NFC title since 2013. But the word on Wentz is bad. He tore his ACL. He will miss the rest of the season and the playoffs. Nick Foles is the backup quarterback. He's not bad, and the Eagles are still an excellent all-around team. But Wentz is the number one reason they have just two losses on the season, and they can no longer be considered favorites to represent the conference in the Super Bowl. Eagles and their fans have been hopeful this would be the year for Philadelphia to win its first championship since ever, and it is still a possibility, but the odds without Wentz calling the plays just got a lot longer. The Denver Broncos had been on an 8-game losing streak, but the New York Jets helped them end that by showing up and watching Denver put up 23 points while scoring zero themselves. Demaryius Thomas had 92 yards receiving to go along with a touchdown catch in the Broncos' victory. The New York Giants had Eli Manning back at quarterback and no Bob McAdoo roaming the sidelines after his firing as head coach last week, but it didn't change New York's fortunes in a 30-10 loss to the Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott threw three touchdowns in the win. Dallas's playoffs hopes are still alive, albeit barely. They are 7-6 on the year. The New England Patriots will need to win in Miami tonight to keep pace with the Pittsburgh Steelers for best record in the AFC. After the Steelers pulled out a last-minute 39-38 win over the Baltimore Ravens yesterday, second straight week Pittsburgh had to come from behind in the fourth quarter to win it, and they did, erasing an 11-point deficit when Chris Boswell made a 46-yard field goal with just 42 clicks left on the clock. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 506 yards, and he made history as the first quarterback to throw for at least 500 yards three different times. The Pats, meanwhile, will be without tight end Rob Gronkowski for tonight's game against Miami. He serves a 1-game suspension for his late hit on Buffalo's Tre'Davious White last week. Things are good right now for an original six NHL franchise that hasn't won a Stanley Cup since hippies in San Francisco were making their city famous as the epicenter for the Summer of Love. The Toronto Maple Leafs keep winning, and they did so against Edmonton last night, a rare appearance from their backup netminder pitching a 1-0 shutout against the Edmonton Oilers. Frederik Andersen has started all but five games for the Leafs this year, but Curtis McElhinney stepped in last night, and he turned away all 41 shots sent his way, making Zach Hyman's first period goal in the very first minute of play stand up as the game winner. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics avenged a November loss to the Detroit Pistons, one of just five they have on the season, beating the Pistons 91-81 at the Motor City last night. Andre Drummond owned the glass in the last meeting between the two, pulling down 22 rebounds while scoring 26, but he was held in check last night. He scored just 6 points, and the Pistons as a team were held to a season low in points. Al Horford led the Celtics with 18. They improved to 23-5 on the year and have yet to lose back-to-back games since opening the season at 0-2. Now, I haven't mentioned baseball yet, and it's not just because it's December. I'm in complete and total denial of the news that broke over the weekend of the New York Yankees trading for National League MVP Giancarlo Stanton in a deal that sends two high-level prospects and second baseman Starlin Castro to the Miami Marlins for the best slugger in baseball, a guy that hit 59 home runs last year. That is very little for the Yankees to give up for what they're getting. And with Stanton and Aaron Judge in the same lineup, Yankees pitchers can give up 8 runs a game next year and still expect to win. Boston Red Sox GM Dave Dombrowski would have to pull a rabbit, two ducks, and a rhinoceros out of his hat at the baseball winter meetings to counter that deal. It's really nothing positive I have for Red Sox Nation this morning, especially with the news that knuckleball pitcher Stephen Wright was arrested on a charge of domestic assault against his wife. If the allegations are true, let's hope the Red Sox cut ties with Wright immediately and show a zero-tolerance policy in relation to domestic violence.